He's talking to the Rolex wearing.
Woo!
Diamond ring wearing.
Woo!
Kiss stealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Sucking the fuck up.
Woo!
And I'm having a hard time. Only had a game down. Now give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
Woo!
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand on a various array of platforms. I'm not going to waste any time. Today is the day. We're finally going to get to solve this case in Judge Gilmore's court here on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. The case of the great Umbrella Caper. So without further ado, let's enter Judge Gilmore's court.
This week on Judge Gilmore, the case of the great Umbrella Caper. The people are real. The judge is not. And the cases are complete bullshit. Welcome to Judge Gilmore's court.
All right, everybody. Order. Can I please get order in the court? God damn it, I said order. Order in my court. Thank you. Thank you for finally being quiet. Today, we're going to decide a ruling on the case of the great Umbrella Caper. There were two umbrellas that were received as gifts. One person gave away both umbrellas, leaving one recipient empty-handed. Who's to blame? Who's at fault? Who's in the wrong? We're gonna find out today in Judge Gilmore's court. So now, let's roll the bailiff. Bailiff, roll the tape. Let's hear what these people have to say for themselves. Allow me to briefly set the scene before the tape is actually played. This is the case of the Great Umbrella Caper. The parties involved are Brad Gilmore, Matt Topolsky, Vicky, and Elizabeth. Two umbrellas were given as gifts, but one had theirs stolen. The party in question, the defendant, Matt Topolsky. His witness, Elizabeth. The prosecution is on the side of Miss Vicky. You will help us decide who is the guilty party. So without further ado, here is the official tape.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. We have a really serious issue.
What is this even a show about?
It's about whatever I want it to be about. It's about nothing.
It's about some goofy bullshit.
Well, this is what we're about to get down to right now.
Is that what I am to you?
No, that's not what, that's what this issue is.
Okay, wait, let's lay out this issue. All right, now, we're not going to name any particular parties involved with the...
Well, that'll help.
With the paraphernalia in question. But what we are going to discuss is an issue between a man and a woman, and the man giving away things that he's not supposed to.
To a second woman.
Now, let me lay this out. We received some complimentary umbrellas, all right, that were given as gifts from Party A.
Now, hold on a minute. That's completely wrong, because you're not even setting the scene.
Set the scene.
Number one, these folks from ABC that brought these...
Whoa. No name dropping.
Yes.
They don't pay for a sponsorship.
These folks brought these complimentary umbrellas to our office because of the relationship that I have built.
Okay.
That I have built over 3.5 years of working with these people, we received 2 umbrellas from this meeting.
Correct.
Okay.
Two umbrellas were handed to both Matt Topolsky and Brad Gilmore. Wait, hold on, girls. Hold on.
Because we were in the meeting.
Because we were both in the meeting.
You're assuming that that second umbrella was yours.
The umbrella was handed to me. So let's set that as precedence.
Thank you.
Is that umbrella one was given to Topolsky, umbrella two to Brad Gilmore. Now, Matt Topolsky put it in his mind that these were both his umbrellas to distribute the way he saw fit. So what does he do? He gives...
So how am I...
Whoa! Are we there
yet?
Hold
on a minute. No, because before you go there, I had an umbrella. You just admitted one of these umbrellas was mine.
Correct.
One.
And I gave my umbrella...
Say that again. One.
For the record, one umbrella was yours.
At least one umbrella was mine.
Thank you.
And I took... Now, hold on a minute. And I gave that umbrella to my favorite person in this office, Vicky.
Okay, Vicky, is this true? Hold on. Did he give you the umbrella, yes or no?
He did.
He gave you a umbrella.
This is before he broke my heart.
Okay. No. Okay, continue.
Case closed. There is no more discussion.
No.
Because I gave that umbrella him.
Because now I don't have an umbrella.
Well, and whose fault is that?
Yours.
It's not my fault because the last person that was in possession,
you re-gifted it
I did not
to
re-gift.
A second
Hold on.
Person
Hold on.
In not re-gift
your Topolsky, umbrella. You've stated your case. Vicky, we're
I
moving.
I haven't stated my case.
You're done with you.
Topolsky, hold your turn. Vicky, why don't you recall the events of yesterday?
I recall that there was 2 umbrellas, one given to Matthew and one given to Brad.
How does she know that? She was
Matthew comes and gives me an umbrella, which was I was very thankful for and
so
very happy.
Matt gave you one umbrella.
One, because he had one to give.
He had one to give. Correct. So
then,
he gave
wait, where did you place that umbrella, Matt?
Then Elizabeth here. Matthew gave Elizabeth the same umbrella.
Whoa.
That's not...
So he wanted to turn us against each other.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Matt, your rebuttal?
My rebuttal will start in the form of a question.
Okay.
How can I give a gift to somebody else that I've already given to Party A unless Party A lost possession of the very gift that was provided to her?
I had not left home yet, so it was sitting in the same office.
Okay, now let me add... Now, here's the thing. Here's
she
the thing.
Moved it off her desk.
I did not.
Where was your umbrella that
the
I
umbrella
gave her?
That I gave to Vicky. The umbrella that I gave to Vicky.
Okay.
Was put on her desk.
Yes.
And then I took a second umbrella, which was on that seat,
okay, the
which I was assuming was the second umbrella that you did not want.
Okay.
And that was an assumption on my part.
Assumption.
I will admit that.
Yes.
And I took that umbrella and I gave it
to Elizabeth.
To Elizabeth.
Okay, but here's the thing. So you did give one umbrella, which you were permitted to give away. You were permitted to give away one umbrella.
And no, I wasn't. I was permitted to give away both of them.
Why were you? No, one umbrella was given to you, one to me. Right?
At least we're admitting there are 2 umbrellas.
There
and
are
I was
two.
Permitted to give them both away, which is exactly what I did.
No, okay, so you gave...
You had one to give.
I gave you a gift, and you threw it away.
I did not throw it away.
Now.
It was in the same office.
Wait, hold on.
I'm so confused. When Matt gave you the umbrella, what did you do to the umbrella?
I hadn't left home, so it was still here in the office.
No, but where did you place it when Matt gave it to you?
I don't recall.
She doesn't recall. She doesn't recall.
I don't recall.
She doesn't recall.
Here's where
I know is when I was getting ready to leave, I didn't have an umbrella
here's
to take
what,
home.
Here's...
And this weekend is supposed to rain.
Okay, wait. So this is how I see this case, okay? 2 umbrellas were given, one to me, one to Matt. Matt gave his umbrella...
To me.
To you, okay?
The second one...
The second one, which was...
It doesn't matter.
It was
it does not matter it where was, it was at.
No,
it does certainly
matter.
Does matter, and I couldn't agree with you more, Elizabeth.
Look,
you
know? I came...
What a compelling argument.
She
this
came
umbrella
in
came...
Into
whoa!
The
one at a time.
Can we just say that the umbrella never left the office where I work at?
So I came in,
into my office, yes.
Right, I know.
Yes.
So Elizabeth came into Vicky's office.
Is this how the umbrella
office.
Got moved? Did you move her umbrella?
Stop!
Okay.
Let me finish.
Let her tell
story
a story.
Okay, so I came in. Hey, you guys. Matt walks over here. There's an umbrella right here.
Chair, in my office. In the chair that... It's in my office.
So you saw it. Because I saw it there as well.
I saw it. Okay, let's pretend this is exhibit A.
No, this is a podcast. We can't do this.
Okay. Right?
She's holding up an exhibit and placing it in the same chair where the last umbrella sat.
In my office, Vicky.
In our office.
Yes.
Okay, so Matt comes. He was like,
on my side of the room.
He said, hey, would you like this umbrella? And I was like, no way, really? He was like, yeah, I'm giving it to you. Perfect. I took the umbrella and I took it to my office and I took it home with me yesterday.
What so the hell are you talking about? That's not what happened.
Oh. See, you're not even right. They don't even know what happened.
So what happened? Unbelievable.
No,
she changed the whole story.
Hold on. Hey, I need order. The whole narrative has now changed due to your testimony.
God, I'm glad she didn't. This is not under oath. Like I can't believe she's saying this.
You know what?
This.
Let's do it under oath, okay?
Yeah. Go find a Bible. I have one on my iPhone.
I have a Bible
on my iPhone.
Please place.
No, a real one.
Bible. Okay, it's pulled up. Place your hand.
It's real.
Place your hand on this digital Bible.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Okay,
well, now she's going to have to recant her entire statement.
Okay,
that
so are you
made.
Ready? Yeah.
Okay, say
so
it again. State your case one more time.
Okay, so I was walking, minding my own business, and then Matt was sitting down. Matt got up from his chair. The umbrella was right here.
That's true.
And he said, do you want this umbrella, this extra umbrella? And I said,
extra.
That's not true.
Get your finger out of my face.
Wait, I object.
That's not true.
Extra was said.
Extra.
Well, I did tell her that we had an extra umbrella.
How so? If there's only two, one for Matthew, one for Brad.
I'm going to tell you.
One was mine.
See, this is what's interesting, is that people ask you a question, and then they don't stop for you to answer.
Okay. Answer the question.
So here's
what
happened.
That's what he
knows. I know. I provided you with a gift. That gift was on your desk. Later on, in the duration of the day, what I thought was the second umbrella, which was sitting in the same seat where both umbrellas sat, was on that seat, on the left side of the room, on my side of the office. I'm assuming you're still in possession of the gift that I've given you. There was one umbrella left in my own mind.
So you gave away Brad's umbrella.
It was never Brad's to begin with.
It was.
No, it was because he claimed it
which
was.
Which is why he has it at home.
No, possession is
which
Brad's.
Which is why he has
Brad.
His at home.
Thank you.
Brad.
Mine, yours is missing,
Brad,
and Elizabeth now has it.
Brad left.
At home.
Please explain.
Okay.
Brad left.
Because he's getting real.
Brad left, and that umbrella was sitting on the chair. So, at that point, I said, well, Brad doesn't want this fucking thing because he left without it. I'm assuming...
He didn't tell me that.
I'm assuming that you're in possession... That's the liar that was speaking. So I'm assuming that you were in possession of your umbrella, the gift that I gave you. So I took that second, what I thought was a second umbrella, into your office. And that's when we had the conversation.
I believe the office feels my pain.
Okay,
I am left with no umbrella.
No, you didn't go to my office.
I did go to your office.
You didn't.
I walked into your office.
No, you
didn't. No.
I walked into your office with the umbrella.
Yes.
You were sitting behind your desk.
No,
we opened the umbrella in your office. You don't remember when I told you it's bad luck to open an umbrella indoors?
You told me that here.
No, he did go over there. He did, but he told me that here.
He told me, you know, it's bad luck to open an umbrella. So I went into my office, I took the umbrella into my office.
No.
Matt then goes to my office,
and he opens the umbrella.
I think we have found the guilty party. I do not think Topolsky is any longer the guilty party.
No, I think it's Elizabeth.
I think it's Elizabeth.
Her stories keep changing.
Her story constantly changes.
No, thank you.
See?
I have it at home, and I'm not bringing it back.
So, wait. No, now we figure this out. Now, if one umbrella was given to me, one was given to you, right? Now, I left home with an umbrella, the one that was in my possession. Now, if you thought Vicky had hers, right? So you thought, okay, I have another one to give to her, right?
That's what I've been telling everybody.
Wait.
Since 8 a.m.
So was that at my fault? I didn't know that Virginia did or did not have hers.
But you have lied.
I accepted it because he had given it to me.
But you have lied repeatedly under oath. And
before
you are the guilty
oath,
party.
Yes.
Before, after, during oath, you have lied.
You're going to burn in hell for this.
or a fucking umbrella.
She lied about, she lied under oath, and she opened the umbrella indoors,
yes.
Which is unlucky. This is why you're the guilty party.
Technically, he opened it indoors.
There are two things you don't do. You don't cut the tag off a mattress, and you don't open an umbrella indoors. And you've at least done one.
Hey, listen. Technically, I didn't open the umbrella. He did because I didn't know how to. He was like, Elizabeth, this is an on-off.
Well, it is clearly labeled open and closed.
I'm sorry.
So she's lying.
I don't like this.
She's so deceptive.
She's lying.
Yeah.
So, Matt, I am sorry you're cleared of all umbrella charges.
Thank you.
Vicky, you and Matt embrace. We have found the guilty party, which is Elizabeth.
Thank you. I'm not guilty.
The umbrella caper has been solved.
The umbrella caper has been solved, and the punishment of the crime, you must return the umbrella to Vicky.
Oh!
No!
That is the only fair way that we can handle this issue.
And
we don't want this bad blood, okay? We don't want bad blood between these two parties.
And to be fair, if you return the umbrella to her, I will get you a poncho.
Which will still protect you from the rain.
Is this because she's Mexican?
Yes.
Exclusively.
It beats wearing a garbage bag.
So, this concludes this edition.
Thank you.
Of Umbrella, the Great Umbrella Caper.
Case closed.
Case closed. Officially closed.
Okay, there you go.
All right, quiet. Let's settle down, people. Obviously, we have found our culprit. Our culprit, Elizabeth. She is at fault, and she is the one responsible for the case of the Great Umbrella Caper. And that is all for today on Judge Gilmore and in Judge Gilmore's court. Thank you for everyone for tuning in to this ridiculous episode of the show. I know it's insane, it's retarded, it's asinine, it's ludicrous, it's ridiculous. But it was fun, wasn't it? It was fun trying to figure this out. And yet, here we are with more questions than answers. Like, how did this make air? But anyway, I have fun doing it. I hope y'all tune in next time to the one and the only, The Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. We'll be back next week with a very special edition of the show. We're going to talk about podcasting and the world of podcasting. So don't miss out on the show. All right? We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Oh, Brian, what have you done, man?